你看看这个，什么学习型组织？
Take a look at this learning organization.
或者你觉得你们公司？
Or do you think your company?
你们 team 里在那开那种裹脚布的自欺欺人的狗烂糟的常会，能赶得上这些东西吗？
Can your team keep up with these things in a meeting where everyone is wearing socks?
就人要活在现实当中。
To live in reality.
什么好使？
What's the point?
咱用什么？
What are we using?
为什么任何一个新游戏？
Why any new game?
我们都可以学到啊。
We can all learn from it.
我们都能学会怎么玩啊。
Can we all learn how to play?
包括我觉得绝大部分的什么四大名著啊。
That includes, I think, a vast majority of the four major works.
荒野二。
Wild Two.
什么西游记啊。
What Journey to the West?
什么包括课本将来都可以做成这种游戏范儿。
What can be done to make learning fun and engaging, regardless of the subject matter?
甚至我现在不喊救救孩子这句话了。
Even now, I don't say uncle child anymore.
要迭代。
Iterate.
就现在真正有见识有认知的家长。
To parents who truly have insight and understanding.
我提醒你一个观点。
I remind you of a point.
我非常认可这个观点。
I strongly agree with this point of view.
赶紧让你的孩子学会玩世界上最优秀的单机游戏。好处很多。
Let your children learn the benefits of playing the world's best single-player games.
先说一条，玩过优秀的世界级单机游戏的人，是不可能轻易被那种网络型的游戏、氪金游戏打动的。
First of all, those who have played excellent single-player games will not be easily swayed by online games.
他能够知道好歹。
He knows how to handle things.
所以这个时候审美非常重要。
So, at this time, aesthetics are very important.
甚至呢，我觉得今天很多人应该明白一个事儿。
Even, I think many people should understand one thing today.
就是我们跟人交流。
That's how we communicate with people.
跟年轻人交流。
Talk to young people.
就如果你不知道游戏。
If you don't know the game.
其实就跟你没读过好书。
Actually, it's just like you haven't read any good books.
一个道理。跟人交流。
One principle is to communicate with people.
看电影。
Watch movies.
玩游戏。
Play games.
这些跟读书都一样。
These are just like reading.
谈恋爱。
Dating.
其实跟读书也一样。
Actually, it's the same as reading.
反过来说呢。
In other words.
其实阅读就是交朋友。
Actually, reading is about making friends.
阅读也是谈恋爱。
Reading is also a way to fall in love.
而且阅读呢，完成了一个非常重要的事情。
And reading, completing a very important thing.
就说两条吧。
Just say two.
第一呢。
First.
阅读好的书籍呈现的是人类有史以来的总智慧。
Reading good books presents the accumulated wisdom of humanity throughout history.
就集大成者。
About the great unifier.
基本上在书上。啊。
Basically, in the book,
在 AI 和影像没有发达之前
before the development of AI and imaging,
人类的绝大部分传承是要靠文字和书籍完成的。
Most of human inheritance is achieved through writing and data.
二一个，这个时代。
Two of this era.
比如说你这会儿在中文生态里啊，14亿人。
For example, you are currently in the Chinese ecosystem with 1.4 billion people.
但是文字里记载的是可能有史以来所有使用中文字的人。
However, the text records that there may be all people who have used Chinese characters in history.
所以你不仅仅活在这14亿人里。
So you're not just living in a world of 1.4 billion people.
你可能活在是整个历史长河里。
You might be living in the entire history.
所有留下故事、影像、说法。
All the stories and accounts that have been left behind.
哪怕一个词儿。
Not even a word.
当然这个说的有点唯美了哈。
Of course, this is a bit too poetic.
因为事实上并不一定这么看这么瞧。
Actually, it's not always the case.
而且我更愿意强调另外一个点。
And I would like to emphasize another point.
你看又说杂了，说多了。
Because you keep saying that.
原本只想说两个点。
Originally, I just wanted to say two points.
当年马斯克刚创业的时候啊
，When Musk was just starting his business，
就是第二轮创业啊。
This is the second round of entrepreneurship，
就创这个太空探索。他的朋友要投钱
，So this guy is trying to raise money for his space exploration project。
他没让，他说这活啊。
He didn't let him do this job.
自己打心里就认为只有 10% 的胜率，就能成功的概率只有 10%。
I personally believe that the probability of success with a 10% chance is equal to the probability of success with a 10% chance.
那换句话说你
In other words,
你看最近三年马斯克的在 X 上的言论
I've been looking at Musk's recent tweets on X.
包括很多这个播客和他刚刚这个财富自由。
It includes many of this podcast and his recent wealth freedom.
然后又开始创建特斯拉和太空探索的时候不是一个阶段。
Then it started creating Tesla and space exploration, which were not in the same stage.
那换句话说
，In other words，
当年因为其实太空探索特斯拉差点死了。
In the past, Tesla almost died because of space exploration.
尤其是太空探索
，Especially space exploration.
真的是险象环生。
It's really dangerous.
生意毕竟是需要运营的。那如果当时太空探索这个。
Business, after all, needs to be operated. If it's about space exploration,
我忘了是第几次了啊。
I've forgotten how many times it was.
可能第七次还是第九次。
It could be the seventh or the ninth time.
如果继续炸了。
If it continues to explode,
当时 NASA 没给他那个订单，就完蛋了。
If NASA hadn't given him that order, he would have been finished.
那基本上可能，至少一定程度上，马斯克的这个他的财务和金融体系就崩了。
Basically, Musk's financial and financial system has probably collapsed at least to some extent.
就完全不是今天这个局面。
It's not the situation it is today.
所以我说这话什么意思呢
？So what does this mean？
其实就跟交流、相处、谈恋爱一个道理。
Actually, it's the same as communicating and dating.
你想谈恋爱啊
？Do you want to have a relationship？
其实可以让自己呢，稍微修炼一下阅读的能力。
Actually, you can also use this to slightly improve your reading ability.
因为阅读其实是你不大可能读。
Because reading is something you are unlikely to read.
你完全看不懂的一本书。
A book you can't understand at all.
你也不大可能去读一本。
You probably wouldn't read a book like that.
他说的每一句话你都反对。
You oppose every word he says. Well,
即便这是个好书。
Even if it's a good book.
你也没那个定力。
You don't have that kind of self-control.
所以说人能够耐着心的去看一个文字的内容。
Therefore, people can patiently read and understand the content of a text.
那你就有可能耐心的听别人把道理说完。注意啊。
Then you might be able to patiently listen to others explain the reasoning.
有可能。因为受了错误的教育的人呢。
It could be because of people who have been wrongly educated.
那病情更严重。
That's a more serious condition.
还不如不识字呢。
Let's not learn to read and write. Oh.
哎，所以你看这又说远了。
So, you see, this is a bit too far-fetched.
咱还是说回来啊。
Let me say it again.
甚至有一个更大的母题。
Well, there's even a bigger mother.
就是当历史和社会已经不能给你价值体系和价值评判的时候。
When history and society can no longer provide you with a value system and value judgment.
很多人就提出了一种可能性。
Many people have suggested this possibility.
就其实就是所有人都开始用游戏心态和在好游戏里学来的一些规则和心态在活在今天。
In fact, everyone is starting to use the mentality and rules learned from games in their daily lives.
这个现代文明。这个说的洋晦一点啊，文词儿，就是咱们要学着爱上这个冰冷。
This modern civilization is about embracing foreign cultures and adopting some foreign words, which is what we should learn.
但自由的时代和世界的确比以前更自由了。
But the era and the world are indeed more free than before.
也的确比以前更冰冷了。
It is indeed colder than before.
因为以前物质的匮乏
Due to the previous material scarcity,
生产力的匮乏
Lack of productivity,
有时候是靠这个亲情和温情来弥补一切的。
Sometimes it's through love and warmth that everything can be made up for.
所以你感觉诶好像没那么冰冷哈。
So I feel like it's not so cold, huh?
好像处处都有温暖。
It seems that there is warmth everywhere.
那是因为没有好吃的好。
That's because there's no good food.
好喝的。
It's delicious.
没有那么好物质条件。
Not so good material conditions.
但是人呢那点温情呢就代替了所有这一切。
But the warmth and affection that people have replaced all of this.
所以这也不是说踩一个捧一个。
This doesn't mean that you have to step on others to gain.
就咱分清楚什么是什么。
Let's figure out what's what.
最大的文词是这么着。啊、
That's the biggest word I'd ever heard.
大家自己去让 AI 跟你讲一讲。
Let AI tell you about it.
就鲍德里亚有一句名言。
According to Baudrillard,
就是我们今天活在这个物质极大丰富的时代。
That is, we live in the era of great material abundance today.
那么你就要接受你是在消费型社会里必然这样生活。
So you have to accept that you will inevitably live in a consumer society.
但是里面有一些痛苦。
But there are some pain inside.
也是你的宿命。
It's your destiny.
所以一句话，阅读当然挺好。
So, reading a sentence at a time is definitely good.
在这个屏幕的时代，
In this era of screens,
阅读有点像是盛装舞步。
reading is like a waltz.
就如果，就是你自己形成不了，
If you can't form it yourself,
已经不重要了啊。
it's no longer important.
如果你已经为人父母了，
If you have already been a parent,
如果你能让你的孩子形成这个文本阅读，注意啊，
if you can help your child develop this reading attention,
我说的不是课本，
I'm not talking about textbooks.
我说的也不是这个习题册。
This isn't the textbook I'm talking about.
啊，你要是觉得课本和习题册是最重要的。
If you think that textbooks and workbooks are the most important,
对，你当我放屁就行了。
you think I'm just farting, right?
啊，咱们就我在扯淡。
Let's just stop talking nonsense.
啊，我是个苏格兰猫。
I am a blue cat.
你甭
Don't bother.
勒我，就是你能理解，文本阅读的重要性。
I understand that text is important.
这第一条啊，
This is the first one.
那赚了，你给了孩子一个很好的礼物。
That's a great gift for your child.
第二呢，就是如果你能理解，让孩子玩上真正的好游戏。
The second one is if you can let your child play really good games.
单机游戏，
Single player games.
你能认识到一个 PS5，一个 Switch，
Can you recognize a PS5-way switch?
甚至是你看啊，我这个满屏的游戏，我算了算，
Even if you look at all the games I've played,
总共也花不了多少钱。
it won't cost much in total.
但是你可能举个例子啊。
But you could give an example.
几十块钱、100块钱能换来100个小时，很值的。
For a few dollars or $100, you can get 100 hours of valuable time.
咱就甭说什么更高远的，
Let's not even talk about anything higher.
什么什么 government 历史，
What is the history of the government?
这那的。就今天你能认知到文本阅读和好游戏。
Today, you can read texts and play games.
对一个人的滋养就很好很好了。
A person is enough to nourish a person.